My mind runs wild all the time. I think about new things, old things, things that don't exist, that do exist. Does everything exist? And right now, I think like my main thing that I've been thinking about is DNA and how maybe psychedelics are helping expand the code or unlocking it or decoding it, or I don't know. It's really just like been wrapping my mind a lot lately, and I feel like there's so much knowledge there. And I was thinking, like, Elon Musk is creating, has already created that chip that goes in the brain, and the way he was showing and expressing it, how the little, oh, the little wire things, they'll just make their way into the brain circuit and they'll attach and it'll be all become one. Well, then I'm thinking about your DNA sequence and it running down and all the different codes in it. And then I got to thinking, like, what I maybe what if DNA was like one of our upgrades as humans many moons ago, many, many moons back, Anunnaki time. You know what I mean? Or maybe you don't know what I mean. These are things that run through my head. So, yeah. Something to ponder on, your DNA strings and your DNA cords. Maybe that was just a human upgrade that we got to receive, and we all made part of our physical reality now in this world that we're in. I don't know. This is crazy. It's just all the things that run through my mind. This is the one that has piqued my interest. And I have been reading The Cosmic Serpent lately, so a lot of maybe why DNA is like in my front, and center. It's there. It's telling me to dissect it, not only while dissecting myself. So these are kind of like the things that I've been going through in my realm. So there's just a little bit of something going on in my world, in my reality, and in my brain. I wanted to share this little bit of information about me before I lost it and couldn't remember it. So I figured I'd throw it on the podcast since this is the Psychonauts mirror. It's my mirror. I feel like, how do I put this? I try to learn about myself definitely by all of the extra tools, but mainly from the observer's seat. I'm trying to look back at the things I've done, the way I've moved, and all the things that have kind of led me to why I do the things I do and how I've come to have these sort of cycles and repetitions. In the observer seat to try to learn really and dissect myself from there. And it really helps when I have people that can pull the reins for me sometimes, I have a good friend that the other day I went to her with some of my insight, my brain and things, and she kind of really helped set me straight, and made me face myself in the mirror again. And I think that's really something I've wanted in my life is a strong team of people that can sit you down and make you look at yourself with the tool to dissect as the observer, digging deep, diving deep. And I'm so grateful for the people that I have that can sit me down and get me to observe from different viewpoints in the spectrum, in this reality, in this life, because what I cannot see, others can. And what I cannot comprehend, others can help me understand better. I'm so grateful for all of the wise teachers that keep popping up in my life. I want you all to know just how grateful I am for you, because this life is showing me the observer standpoint. It's showing me the higher self views. And the more teachers that pop into my life in this path, in this journey, thank you. You're teaching me so much. The people that are having faith in me when I doubt myself, you're keeping, my backbone a little straighter, and I thank you for that. I am so grateful for everything and everyone, and I will continue with this grateful heart, because how beautiful, How beautiful is it that I get to learn from people and then help seed out what I'm learning through this venture in life. Thank you for allowing me to share this journey with you guys. Please continue to come back and visit me, because tonight we're doing, the greatest, the greatest of all times, the GOAT. We're going to a haunted house here in Oklahoma called Guthrie Haunts. I've heard great things about it. I've heard about how spooky it is. I've heard about not only how spooky it is, but it's actually really haunted from what I hear. Like it's actually in a like a haunted attraction with a haunted house. And then there's all kinds of cool things. So I can't wait to be out there talking to other like-minded individuals, more mirrors. This is going to be episode 6. So I'm so excited that we are back here for episode 6, going to the spooky haunted house for spooky season. October is so wonderful, you guys. Don't you love this time of year? I love all time of years, but come on, October, get out of here. It's one of my favies. October equals sweater weather. Shwada wada. Thanks, guys, for coming back to the Psychonauts Mirror. I love you so much, and we will continue this journey on. Okay, so we are at the Guthrie Haunts right now. I'm just gonna go around and give ask people some questions and see. My sister, Destiny, I am. She is not wanting to go into the haunted house. Why don't you want to go in?
I do not want to go in because I was raised Catholic and I watched The Exorcism when I was younger, and I know that this shit is real. And so I've never been here. Actually, I have never been to a haunted house before. Never in my life.
Are you serious?
Seriously, I've never been. But
you've never had the desire to go?
I don't like to be scared.
You do plant medicine.
You get scared all the time.
But not like this. Not like people jumping out at you.
You feel like you in plant medicine, you have no control. You're over there and you're like.
I'm just saying. I just know. God. Like this it's supposed to be really haunted, like with spirits in there. And I'm like, I've done plant medicine.
Really?
Nice. What is it?
Well, so we're not going to be able to convince you to go in?
I don't know. I'm debating whether or not this is the perfect time to face one of my fears.
I think it's a good time to face the fear.
So, we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll see.
Jake, why don't you
wish me luck.
Here?
Good luck.
Jake, why are you here? What is one of your biggest fears? And are you about to face it?
One of my biggest fears.
Are you scared to do the haunted house?
Hold that down a little bit.
Yeah. I guess one of my biggest fears is not being good enough.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's a deep one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, what was the second part of the question?
So are you scared to go in right now?
Go in there?
Yeah. Haunted, no?
I'm excited.
You're excited. Like the spirit of adventure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's something different and exciting, and I'm very excited about it.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you so much.
What about you, Vanya? What's going on in your head? Okay, so Daniel showed up to a haunted house or whatever grounds with flip-flops. How the hell are you supposed to run away from these?
They
oh, my God, Jake, too.
Both of our members showed up to a haunted house in flip-flops. I'm not positive how that happened. How we think that flip-flops are a good idea.
Look, they both have flip-flops. And Jay wants to change his answer.
Okay, Jay wants to change his answer. So
about what he's afraid of.
About what he's afraid of.
I'm afraid of vampires.
Oh, do you believe in vampires?
No.
Scared of them.
I'm afraid of Hillary.
Because anything man-made is scary.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
There we go. Yeah, that is a good one. I'm scared of vampires. Energy vampires are a real thing, so vampires are real.
So you have the podcast?
Yeah, I'm the podcast.
I may have spoke to you through email.
You were supposed to write me.
Yeah, I forgot. And you didn't.
But I didn't write you back and tell you to write me.
Okay.
Right. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to just put that story out because it's so rude to me that I wanted to be told the right way.
Well, then maybe we can set up a meeting and I can chat with you on the podcast.
Okay,
we'll exchange emails again. You have my email or, we can connect through our platform to the Psychedelic Society too.
Yeah, I really like to share that story. I just wanted it to be right.
Right, when it's not like crazy like this around here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
That means a lot to me.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do you want to share? Are you scared to go in here?
No.
You're not scared to go in?
Not at all.
Okay, well, what are you going to do?
When they come and scare you, you're just going to be like, eh.
Man, I go in there and I normally talk to them, try to conversate with them a little bit.
You try to conversate
I like to look at everything. I like it all.
I know. I'll be scared.
Even though I know it's fake, I'll still be fucking scared.
People usually get clogged up behind me because I sit.
Yeah,
just I need like on side of me, in front of me, and behind me, and we're like in the middle of it.
I brought me Daniel to jump on.
Nice, Melody.
Hello.
Hello. Are you excited to go into the haunted house?
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. Is this your first time to go into Guthrie Haunts?
Yeah. I've never actually gone to a haunted house.
You've never been to a haunted house either?
No, me neither. And I don't really want to go either.
I don't really want to. I just want for the people.
Oh, my God. How funny.
I don't like to be scared.
Look, I'm not the only one.
I do How not like this? To be scared at all.
I worked in a haunted house from the time I was 15 to the time I was...
I don't like a clown.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's the clown?
There's a clown over there. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
My hand is numb from the ice. I can't even feel
it. Thank you for talking with me.
Yep, that's me.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello, baby.
Are you excited to go into the haunted house?
I am.
Are you?
I'm not very good at spook houses, so.
Have you been? We are at a haunted house, you guys.
Bad with spook houses.
Oh. Ricky works with spirits, so her being.
Oh, you work with spirits?
Yes.
I have my own shop. Come see me.
What shop is your...
Tarot and Intuition.
Okay. Tarot and Intuition.
Yes. Nice. Nice. Where are you located at in Oklahoma?
I'm off of I-40 on Northwest 4th and Meridian.
Awesome. Awesome. And what days are your classes?
I work out of Radiant Living right now on Thursdays, but we'll be switching to Wednesdays on November for the intuitive development classes. And I also teach psychic tools. On Wednesdays, we're going to have sandbox sessions where we just teach in development skills that you're already using and teaching how to work and develop those a little bit more. And we're also doing tarot and oracle classes and learning all of those on Mondays.
Awesome. That's so awesome. So surface level scaring is not your forte, right?
No.
Awesome.
No.
Awesome. Perfect.
So, you guys, that is so much fun. We had such a blast. Jeez, I can't even imagine when they could touch you in those haunted houses. Right now, with the virus and everything happening, they don't touch you anymore, but you can pay extra and they will get blood on you and touch you and scare you. And they don't do that anymore this year because of COVID and everything. But I would definitely say that it was a great time and it was so much fun. And really just getting to experience everyone that showed up last night and being around people. It was so busy there last night. One thing about me is I get so my fear realm, I'm trying to completely beat that with a hammer, and it being at a haunted house, you can really do that. Not just scary things, but things happen and it's a haunted place, so it was a lot of fun. So probably my favorite like part in haunted houses is when people like contort their body and run around. Well, this one woman like contorted her body and started running on the ground in a hallway like she was possessed. That was pretty fucking crazy. Yeah, that's pretty wild. But then, you know, just talking to people out there, some of the workers, Mr. Giggles, I think his name was, scary ass fucking clown that runs around and scares everyone. They're part of this really cool, entertainment group. And he was explaining that they have partnered up with, the Guthrie Haunts where we went last night in Oklahoma. And he travels all over the nation, actually, is what he was telling us, to do these attractions. He looked fantastic. He looked very scary. The way they had his, he had his makeup done. He was just really good at what he did. I do say so myself, and I did say so. But it was a blast. It was a really good time. Hopefully Mr. Giggles is going to be coming on my show. He said he would love to. So hopefully Mr. Giggles giving you a shout out. I hope that everything we talked about we can portray onto the show and hear all your awesome things that you're doing. That would be awesome. So, yeah, last night was such a good time. I'm so happy. So many people showed up. And yes, I did not get as much audio recording from people, but I'm going to tell you something. When you are out and you plan an event and you are such a, I just love interacting with the group and the people. And unfortunately, I didn't get as much footage as I wanted, coverage as I wanted, I guess you could say. But I found myself just really enjoying the company. I found myself really enjoying the conversation. And I wasn't able to get as much stuff that I wanted to. But I'm so thankful for the way it turned out and for the people who showed up. Just pure magic. It's so cool just sending out like some things on social media platforms and people show up. It's like, oh my God, we're building this community of like minds. We're building a community of a safe space for people to come and just be who they are and no fear of judgment. This is a community that I'm so thankful that I led myself to, my higher self led me into. I have been, you know, I tell you guys, I mantra certain things. I say them over and over again. And finally, I'm understanding how this works. And I'm able to put myself in the position where I get to be around people that are so amazing. And you all are so amazing, and I'm just so thrilled that we're all on this place of existence together at this time, and we've all signed up for this. So I'm just so, yeah, I have to say that it was great last night. So much fun. Met new people. I've actually met one of my listeners, a few of them. So that was really, really cool that, you know, that I had spent time with me talking back and forth, conversating through the internet. So it was really neat to meet some new people and see some of my like-minded friends that were out there. It was a great time. Thank you, everyone who showed up and showed out. That really meant a lot to us because we just want to hang out. That's really it. Like, we want to hang out and grow and learn about each other and, you know, continue to let our paths cross during this journey, because that's what this is all about, is those chance meetings. And I feel very blessed to all be a part of the great mystery that's going on. To me, that's just super cool. Cool and awesome are like my favorite words, I think, right now, during this phase in my life, because everything is just really cool and awesome to be awake finally. Yeah, no, it wasn't cool and awesome rubbing the sleep out of my eyes. That was all part of it, and it's kind of scary, but when you finally are able to remove the sleep off the eyes, man, it's beautiful. It's beautiful on the other side. It's still scary, but it's beautiful. That is all for the pop-up podcast at Guthrie Haunts in Guthrie, Oklahoma. I appreciate and I'm grateful for everyone that came and hung out and, you know, hung out with us even afterwards. We loved hanging out and getting to know you. So much fun, so much fun. We are planning a Friendsgiving through the Psychedelic Society in November. I know it's a whole ass month away, but just giving you a heads up, if you're listening and you're in Oklahoma, the Psychedelic Society will be doing a Friendsgiving in November. I believe it's going to be the last weekend of November. Yeah, and so it's going to be super cool. Hopefully doing a lot of pop-up podcasts during that one. But I tell you, it's really hard to do when you're around a whole bunch of new people. I guess for me, that was kind of like, we had new people showing up, and so it was like, I get to meet new people, get to talk. And instead of pulling out my phone and podcasting, I pulled out my mouth and started talking to everyone and I forgot the whole bit. You know, it's like you forget what you're even doing because you're having so much fun. And that's really what it was, living in the now last night. And it was so hard for me to participate with my phone. I love my phone. It does me great deeds. But last night it was hard to have my phone out and present around everyone because it was just a whole vibe. It was a whole vibe. Meeting people and hanging out. And these are all things that I'm very excited to share with you guys. So I will see you back here for Sunday Fun Day podcast. And we'll dive in with one of my very, very awesome, awesome, awesome friends that did a lot of amazing things for me. So I look forward to being able to share stories and all the good news with you guys for Sunday Fun Day. Thanks for tuning in for my pop-up podcast show at Guthrie Haunts in Guthrie, Oklahoma.